This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:46 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We now have Sean Tanis of our news desk joining us for the Market Wrap. And today we're looking at a pretty important subject, actually, and something that I think people have been thinking about, which is the future of gym and fitness studio operators, because analysts believe that hundreds of them could be shut down after the MCO.
Right. So most gym operators are expecting things to get worse in the coming months. And a report by The Star, which was titled Survival of the Fittest for Gym, which is very fitting in this case, because a lot of gym owners are saying the fitness industry is about to collapse. And the worst part is they still have to pay rent for their premises while they're closed. And they're also paying about like 40,000 ringgit in average per month. And they're doing all this without any income, right? And not forgetting that that's like only for one outlet. If you have more than one outlet, many of them have branches. So you have to multiply that, and then they also have to pay the salaries of their staff. So some operators have said they've applied for business loans, but nothing has been approved so far. And then there's also this issue of the landlords who have subjected them to pay the rental in full, even in this difficult condition. So altogether with salaries, everything, they are taking up to 60,000 ringgit in losses per month for each outlet. And we are not talking about all these premium shopping malls like KLCC, for example. I don't know how much losses they are taking.
And another issue for gym operators is memberships, right? Which is, of course, their main source of income. And reports are saying that many operators are also dealing with refund requests from clients.
Right. I actually see this membership issue being the bigger problem here, because most of the members have signed up a contract and then bought fitness packages for up to 6 months or a year before this. Some of these contracts have expired during the MCO and will expire in the coming weeks and months. So that's like a really huge financial crisis for them, because one of the challenges, if you look at it, is I think you've seen it on social media as well. A lot of people are, you know, they've started working out at home. They are buying their own equipment, improvising with water bottles as makeshift, you know, dumbbells and weights. And then some are using resistance bands and stuff like that. So many of them have signed up for online personal trainer programs, yoga, Zumba, dance classes and whatnot. So you're basically being coached remotely via Zoom or other platforms. And there are also mobile apps now. They are becoming very popular during the lockdown, guiding people with home workouts. And some of the people I personally know have come to realize that they will never need to sign memberships and physically go to the gym again. And there won't be that need after this. So because they also want to save costs, right? Mm. So I think most casual gym goers, they might rethink about going to gym again, signing up for memberships again, signing up for new contracts again. But I'm sure a lot of hardcore gym goers, people who are bodybuilders and all, they'll still continue going. But there will be, I think their income will be significantly reduced.
Yeah, I think it's been made worse by the fact that you're also seeing a lot of people put out content for free.
Free, yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not regularly, maybe not all the time, but there is a lot of free content available online. And even the ones who, when you look at operators who are now trying to move their business online, they're having to cut their membership costs. If you sign up for a subscription model and things like that, it's maybe a fraction of what you would normally pay for the gym. Mm. So I think unless those online applications that people are launching now go away suddenly when things reopen, it's going to be really tough.
Correct. Because I remember I also bought like an online personal trainer program before all this happened, right? And then now the same trainer has putting all these programs for free on social media. So the dynamics have changed, and I don't know how they're going to make money after this. They have to, you know, re-strategize, refocus and innovate, I guess.
So we've actually covered fitness at home on the show quite a bit, but today the question is a little bit different. I'm curious to know whether you guys are planning to go back to your gyms, you know, once they reopen. If you have a membership, are you planning to take that up again once they do actually allow you to go back? Or have you found an online subscription model that you like better and you just don't see yourself physically returning to a gym or a fitness center. Let us know. You can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, shares of Ocean Cash Pacific Berhad rose to an all-time high in the last 24 hours. What is the update there?
Yeah, so Ocean Cash shares jumped over 41% to an all-time high at yesterday's close, and this was likely in anticipation of rising demand for its fabric, which is used for disposable hygiene products like face masks. So the counter surged to more than double from the 44 cent it was trading at the start of the year. So analysts are saying demand for non-interlaced fabric, particularly thermal fabric, has skyrocketed since the COVID-19 outbreak, and they expect this to sustain for a while. And at close today, Ocean Cash counter rose 20% at 80.5 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.